Hello and welcome to my first podcast. My name is Tristan, your host, and I'm a nutritionist and PT who is very passionate about helping people improve their fitness, improve their body composition, and generally improve their health and confidence. And I wanted to start a podcast to start trying to give a bit more value to people that want to listen, anyone that has certain goals. I'm also going to be looking to answer a lot of questions from clients or questions that I get on social media, just so I can start to give a bit more context with some of the stuff I talk about. Sometimes on social media, it's not always easy to get your point across or explain something in a single post. So these are just some of the reasons for starting this podcast. So in this first episode, a little one, a bit off the cuff, I wanted to talk about training and training from a point of view of where you should be setting up your training or how you should be thinking about training. A lot of people, when it comes to training and exercising, will just kind of do it without much planning or any thought, and that's totally okay. You can, you know, turn up to the gym and do a gym class. You can just go for a run. You can just go into the gym and just lift some weights, and that's great. Anything is better than nothing. But what I think I wanted to get across in this podcast is that when it comes to specific goals, like wanting to improve your body composition and actually build muscle, there needs to be a bit more thought process and a bit more sort of thought behind it. And I just wanted to talk about this and talk about this from a general population point of view. You know, this isn't really for someone who's a seasoned bodybuilder that trains like five times a week. This is for your sort of average person who's maybe looking to try and tone up, or who wants to maybe grow their glutes, maybe a guy who wants to grow their biceps, and they're not gym mad, they're not looking to train five times a week. And these are the typical clients that I tend to work with. So the first thing that you want to be thinking about when you're setting up your training is to identify realistically how many times you can train per week. So is it realistically, you know, I find this all the time, when to begin with, everyone will say, you know, oh, I'm looking to train four times a week, five times a week. But then over time, you know, you miss sessions and you don't end up going, and then it probably averages out to be maybe three or even two. There's nothing wrong with that. But if you can be realistic, you can have a set target in the first place. And then from there, we can make better decisions to make up a program. So once you've identified how many sessions you're looking to train per week, then you can start to think about, you know, what's the goal of my training. Now, the majority of people that want to tone up, get a bit fitter, if they want to lose a bit of weight, then I would always recommend there being a heavy main focus on resistance training, so training with weights. Cardio is good, there's nothing wrong with cardio, but for making changes to your body, aesthetics, building strength, building muscle, resistance training is an absolute must. It's vital. So we know that we're going to be getting resistance training in there as a priority. So once you've identified you're going to be, say, doing 2 days per week, then it's starting to think about, what am I going to do on those 2 days? And with it being, say, only two days per week, just for example, it doesn't really make sense if you were to go in and just say train your chest one day and then you trained your back another day. So training one body part per session, because then you've missed out on your shoulders, you've missed out on your legs, you've missed out on your core, and you've just got an unbalanced program, and it's not really going to be giving you the best value for your time spent in the gym. So really what you want to be thinking about is doing what's called full body workouts. So where you're training all body parts on each session. And what can then happen is that over two sessions per week, you can hit all of your body parts at least twice per week. So on the first day, you could have some leg exercises, you could have some chest exercises, you could have some specific shoulder exercises, arm exercises, core. And then on the following day that you train that week, you could have a very similar looking, maybe some different exercises, maybe even some of the same that you do. And then that way you've now hit everything twice per week. So that's the second thing. The third thing is ensuring that you're doing enough in those sessions. So what I mean is that if you were to just turn up and do one set, so meaning that you've like this, just used a chest exercise, you turn up and you do one set of 10 reps, and then you move on and did a leg exercise, one set of 10 reps. In that scenario, you're probably just not doing enough. So something called volume, you want to be making sure that you're doing enough sets and reps. Now, especially when you're training two times per week, you need to, maybe not to begin with when you were like a fresh person, you've not really done much resistance training, but certainly as you get into it, you get a little bit more advanced, you really need to try and make those sessions nice and dense, meaning you get quite a lot of work done, because two sessions a week isn't that much, but you can certainly still get loads of fantastic results if you make those sessions really efficient and effective. So generally, you're looking at kind of three sets per exercise, three to four sets per exercise. And that's generally going to put you in a pretty good place if you were to do two exercises for each body part, or one to two exercises on each body part for three to four sets on both of those days per week. If there's certain muscle groups that you want to develop more than most, then you can prioritize them and maybe do some extra sets on them. So some people, a lot of ladies want to maximize their glutes, so throw in a few exercises that have those in there to put the balance or throw it in favor of growing them, so there's more volume on those, is completely fine. But you wouldn't want to just exclude everything else, because that can cause imbalances, and generally it's just not that efficient. The next thing after that you want to be thinking about is making sure that you're training with the right level of effort and intensity. So what I mean by that is that if you're, you know, if you've got a training program, you've now got the exercises set, you're now doing the right amount of sets, training twice per week. If you're just turning up and picking up really light weights and then just going through the motions, then there's a good chance that you're not really making this effective. You're not training hard, and if you're not training effectively. So generally for most people to get a decent bang for your buck from the exercise that you're doing, for each set that you do, if you've got a rep target, for example, 12 reps, let's say your target is 12 reps. Once you get to 12 reps, you want it to feel like you could only maybe do 2 to 3 reps more most of the time. So meaning that you want to be making sure that you're training hard, and if you're picking a weight that's suitable for that rep range, so that once you get to 12 reps, you're very close to your maximum where you can't perform any extra reps. So it's important to know that if you're not doing that, you're going to be leaving lots of reps in the tank, is what I would call it, and you're just not going to be getting enough growth, you're not going to be getting enough stimulation. So it's really important to make sure that you're training hard enough. Now, there's nothing wrong with actually going all the way to your maximum. So say if you did 12 reps and you picked a weight, and then you get to the 12th rep and that's literally you can't do any more, that's also a good thing, but you just don't necessarily need to be doing that all the time, because it can come with risks of injury, too much fatigue and stuff like that. But generally, a couple, 2 to 3 reps away from your maximum amount that you can do is a good place to be. Quickly on reps, any rep ranges from kind of 6 to 30, as long as you're getting close to that point where you can't really do any more reps, that's where your sort of golden zone is that you want to be training. The The next thing after that I would say that you want to be thinking about is making sure that you're doing mostly compound exercises. Compound exercises are where you're using multiple muscle groups at the same time. So examples of these could be a squat, where you're, as you squat, you're going to be using the front of your legs, the back of your legs, your calves. You're also going to be using your core. So we work in lots of muscle groups at the same time. Another one could be like a bench press, where you're pressing. So you're using your chest muscles, but you're also using your arm muscles and shoulder muscles at the same time. So these are a lot more efficient because you can hit more muscle groups at the same time. Versus if you were to just do like a bicep curl, where you're only training one part of your arm, that isn't going to be efficient. So you want to spend most of your time prioritizing these big compound lifts. There's nothing wrong with doing isolation exercises, but they, and especially with someone who's training, say, two times per week or three times per week, they want to be, if you can fit them in, after you've done everything else, is what I would say with that. The other thing I've not really mentioned is technique. If your technique isn't the best, then there's a high chance that you're not stimulating or you're not putting the right muscles under load, under stress. So it's important to, especially on these big compound lifts I was talking about, that you get these lifts sorted, you get your technique right, because again, if you can get your technique right, you will be putting a lot more stress on the muscles. And paired that with everything else I've talked about today, we start to get results quickly, more efficiently, and you're less chance of getting injured. So they're probably some of the key things that you would want to be thinking about just to maximize your time spent training, resistance training, whether you're doing this in a gym, whether you're doing it at home, and just thinking in that way that you're purposely trying to make it as efficient as possible with the time that you spend so you get results. Because if you're just going, like, you know, if you're just going into the gym and just doing classes and just doing cardio, and there's no really sort of thought behind it, then there's a high chance that you're just not, you know, you can't, like, I suppose just slightly off topic here, but if you were to train really hard in a class, yes, you've trained hard, but have you met all those specific things over across the week where you've hit one muscle group twice per week, you've actually trained with enough volume and sets and reps, you've actually put enough stress on that muscle for it to grow and adapt. So you can train hard, but that still may not be enough to get results. And the other thing that I haven't really mentioned yet is that you need what's called progressive overload. And that's where over time you get stronger, or you try to progress exercises by maybe adding more weight, you add more reps, you get better and perform it at slower tempos, you add more sets over time. And if you've got your own training program where you're following that, that's a lot easier to sort of track and know when you're progressing, versus when you're just turning up and going to a class and they give you a load of different exercises to do every week. It's hardly going to help you track it. And yes, it's giving you a variety and it might be fun, but it isn't doing you any favors in terms of getting the results that you want. So really important that if you are doing training program, at least start to think about progressing it, whether you actually track it and write things down. That's what I would recommend. But just having that thought process of, right, this week I'm going to try and improve this, I'm going to try and add a little bit of weight, I'm going to try and perform squat slightly lower with better form and technique, I'm going to try and add a rep, just having that mindset that you're always trying to progress week on week. They're probably the key things that I wanted to get across in this podcast, in this episode, all about training and exercising, just thinking about how you would go about setting up your training and just the thought processes behind making training effective. I will let you know on the next episode a little bit more about the sort of training, sort of how to improve your confidence around training when you're training in the gym and improving confidence on certain exercises and stuff like that. For now, I will leave it there. If you have any questions or you would like to rate this podcast, which will be very helpful for me, then you can find me on Instagram at TristanStowe_coach. And you can rate the podcast, I believe, on Apple and Spotify, I believe that's where it will be. So I'll leave it there. If you've got any questions, please do get in contact, and we'll see you in the next episode.